The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanacom. They are there, there and there, here, here, and here too, in front of us, behind, to the left, to the right, nearby, 2 steps from your home, inside your home, above your home. Every day we see them. Every night we feel them. They do not move, do not run, do not dance the cha-cha-cha, do not do the idiot completely lose. They are serious, punctual, laborious, receptive, beautiful, creative, natural. Who are they? The neo-urban tree. They are being alive. They breathe, sweat. They are thirsty, hot, cold, in pain, in good health. They are all unique, different, diverse, of all kind and all shape. They are magic. They communicate with each other by the roots, with the help of the mushroom, by the leaves, with the help of the wind, and sometimes a sweet melody rises from their heart. We love to keep an eye on them, watch them grow, flourish, blossom, make fruits and seeds. We touch, caress, kiss, hug them. They are our friends, the neo-urban tree. They provide shade, fresh air and shelter, create an atmosphere, a landscape, produce oxygen and absorb CO2. They shape microforests. They are the master of the green belt and claim in place the right to prohibit access to humans to better nourish their sanctuary. They improve soil and water conservations, increase wildlife habitat, and improve the land's capacity to adapt to climate change. I tell you, they are the neo-urban tree. Neo-urban because they live among us and our urban activities. They are integrated in our modern life. Luckily, they are not alone. They have neo-rural cousins in the countryside and colleagues in the great forest of the world. For us, as for our ancestor, Aikot, tree represents physical and spiritual nourishments, transformations and liberations, union and liberty. They are powerful symbols of growth and resurrections, and they also are home of spirit. This is nice, home of spirit. It is generous because they were not obliged. Interesting also to know, one great source of info told me, in the last 20 years or so, we have introduced 500,000 TDEF sampling to our forest. As for the first 25 years, no real documentation is there, but the estimate is always sounded out as 2 million. 2 million, wow, super, super, wow, wow, in fact. It makes 80,000 sampling by years. Does this magnifico. He told me also that an important factor is how many have we indirectly planted by protection of our work. He reckoned the figure can be 10 times the planted due to regenerations. The regenerations, I almost forgot it. Good, the figure looks great. But have I become green parano or what? I wonder, is that enough? There are 3 trillion trees who cover the planet. 3 trillion, it is 3 plus 12 zero. It seems like a lot, but it is half of before. Yes, half of before, before the invention of the axe. So imagine what's happened now with the chainsaw and other cutting machine. About 1 football field, 1.32 acres of forest in the world disappear every second. Every second, every second. Then 3 trillion is nothing. It means only 422 trees for every person in the world. So here in Auroville, for each resident, we need to have at least this 422 tree by resident. A 422 tree multiplied by 50,000 equals 21 million trees. There is work ahead. We have to plant, to plant, to plant here and around, and plant, plant, plant there and further for the biodiversity and to compensate for global loss. Greenbelter neo-urban, forester neo-rural, these are the job of the present and the future. And to finish, there is one tree not to forget to plant, the genealogical tree, the family tree to rediscover our origin, our arboreal past. C'est dingue, non? No, not at all. Then, it's amazing. No, it's neo-urban. Ah bon? Well, okay. Bye-bye, see you next Friday at 10:30 a.m. in live or by podcast on the site of Auroville Radio. Bye-bye.